Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, welcome to a pre-recorded edition. That's right, this is a pre-recorded edition of Hear It Wow. I am your host, Derek Gary, back doing a show that I haven't really done on this station other than Thanksgiving and the occasional Christmas broadcast for several years now. This is the show that I started out doing all the way back in 2007, 2008, something like that. An occasional program of unusual audio. And I've decided, in the midst of everything that's going on, that the last thing anybody needs right now is somebody else talking about everything that's going on, adding to the confusion, adding to the panic, adding to whatever it is that you're feeling. What we really need right now is entertainment. What we really need right now is a little bit of escapism. So somewhere down the road, when we're back in at WMFO and I'm able to have Shea Spillane on the air with me again, and we're able to do our back and forth and talk about everything, yes, I will bring the big picture back. Until we get to that point, as long as we remain in the lockdown, as long as we remain social distancing, let's just listen to some music. Let's take a break from the madness around us. Maybe have a drink and have some fun. So that is the plan moving forward. And we are going to start this week with a show about spring. Spring, if you can believe it, only has about 5 weeks left in it. It kind of snuck in here in the middle of the pandemic when we weren't paying attention. And the weather up to the start of May has been so awful, so cold, and so rainy that it's easy to understand if you forgot that spring was happening. But the last few days, and particularly this past weekend, has been a great reminder that spring is with us, with all of its many charms, with the social distancing in the air. Yeah, maybe we're not feeling the usual love and fascination and desire to be with others that we would during springtime. But the birds are out doing their thing, the blossoms are lovely, and the days are much nicer. So, with a reminder that you should keep 6 feet away from anybody, even that person that you find really, really attractive who's out jogging or walking in a mask, let's celebrate the season of spring.
When the little blue bird, who has never said a word, starts to sing,
spring.
When a little bluebell at the bottom of a dell starts to ring. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts to turn to the moon up above. It is nature that is all simply telling us to fall in love. Let's fall in love. Folk, they've got plans, kids, they'll wish to it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it. I've heard that lizards and frogs do it. Lying on a rock. They say that roosters do it. With a doodle and cock. Some Argentines without beans do it. I read a Boston beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Said a word.
When the little blue bell at the bottom.
mothball.
All the chimpanzees in the zoo do it. Some prevents kangaroos do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. I'm sure sometimes on the sly you do it. Maybe even you and I might do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
As restless as a willow in a windstorm, I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when I know it isn't spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well spring. Oh, that it might as well be spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. That it might as well be spring. Dee dee doo doo. Dee dee doo doo.
Thank you.
blue sky.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
Incredible, like the heat. Now the funny glare, the pain, leave me tearing and staring at.
Sarah Beck for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Slow cooking, whether on your stovetop or in a slow cooker, can make the economical cuts of meat taste delicious. Less tender cuts like bottom round and brisket taste best if cooked in moist heat, so they're ideal for slow cooking. Since these cuts usually give you the most meat for your money, you can have economy and good taste. For more information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, 20250.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
Putting you in a spring mood, this is Here at WOW on WMFO Medford. Open this show up with a bunch of great spring songs, a few that you may have forgotten about. We heard Let's Fall in Love by Joan Jett and Paul Westerberg. Follow that with It Might as Well Be Spring, which in my eyes is one of the true classics of springtime music. That is Astrid Gilberto. Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky, one of the quintessential spring songs. Len with Steal My Sunshine, the Flower Duet from Lakme by Yanni, April Skies from the Jesus and Mary Chain to get you in that sort of darker emo mood, and here we are, into our next segment of spring music. And spring is about a couple of things. When you think about spring, you inevitably think about flowers, you inevitably think about love, but you also think about rain. And rain can mean different things. I have never really understood the fascination with the song MacArthur's Park. I don't get it. I understand that the song is an allegory for a bunch of different things, and there's a million versions of it out there, and everybody seems to love it. I look at it more as a curiosity, because when you listen to the lyrics of this song, it really doesn't make any sense at all. Yes, it was written in a time before the internet, when maybe a recipe was written on a card, and if the card got destroyed, you'd never be able to make that cake again. But really, it's just a cake. Or is it? This is WMFO Medford.
Melting We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
Dream. sheets. I wanna get me a good night's sleep. Loving in our home in the heart of the country.
Oh,
This is Here at WOW on WMFO Medford, and we'll be back with more spring music right after these.
Hello! Hello again!
Welcome to Heartbeat City.
Hello!
Why can't I have you?
Heartbeat City, the new album from The Cars, featuring the hit single and video You Might Think. Available now on Electro Music Ascension Records.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. This is a pre-recorded edition of Hear It Wow, an occasional program. Well, it's going to be less occasional in the near future. An occasional program of unusual music. We are celebrating spring this week, and we just heard some of the most beautiful spring music ever recorded. We did start out with MacArthur's Park by Donna Summer. Again, I don't get it. It's a cake. Go get the recipe. It's in a magazine. It's in the library. Stop being upset about the cake. If you're really upset about the guy, that's a different thing. Stop singing about the cake. I don't know what's going on with that song. That was followed up by Eruption with I Can't Stand the Rain, another great disco track. Went from there into the Fifth Dimension. Two songs from Hair. That was a big hit back in the 1970s with Age of Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In. From there, a little psychedelia and a twofer. From Paul McCartney, starting with Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey, followed that up with Heart of the Country from his Ram album. Not particularly spring songs, but songs with a great spring feel to them. And of course, where do you go after that but the incomparable Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison and the Beatles. Interesting note on that particular song. If you listen to the intro with headphones, you will notice that it starts off mono in one channel and then switches over to mono in a different channel before bringing them together in stereo to create that building effect at the very start of the song. And then closing that out, one of the most beautiful renditions of Over the Rainbow that you'll ever hear, that is Eva Cassidy, gone far, far too young. And you can find that on her Songbird album, which is just full, beginning to end, with brilliant, sweet, wonderful versions of songs that you love. There is something about spring that lends itself to songs that are somewhat optimistic, somewhat heartbreaking, maybe a little bluesy, and that is fertile ground for America's great female jazz singers. All of them have at least one great spring song in their repertoire, and we're going to hear a few of those right now here on WMFO Medford.
Old people talk to themselves when they sit all around all day. This old woman I knew, I used to go over there, sit with her. And she'd be sitting around in a rocking chair.